Sotabek Gimel Mishnevav. Nitmeis mincha sa'ad shalo kotsh bekeli. If the carbon mincha that was being brought for the sota became tamei before it went into a kli sharetz, harehi kachal ha-menachos. So it's like all other menachos that became tamei before they went into a kli sharetz. V'tipada, and you can be paid to them. And the flour can be used for chulin, and from the money you would buy a different carbon mincha. That's as long as there's no kedushas haguf, meaning that the flour wasn't put into a kli sharis. V'mishikotcha b'kli, harehi kachol ha-menachos v'tisarif. However, if the mincha sota is put into a kli sharis after it's already transferred to a kli sharis, then you can't redeem it. It has to be burned al beis hadeshen. V'eilish minchasein nisrafus, and these are the carbon minchas that are burnt, even if they're not tamei. Hameres tmei anilach, if she says that she was guilty, that she did something, or v'shabola edim she tmei, or edim come and say that she was tamei, that they saw that she had bia, so no longer does she go through the sota process. So now you have this mincha that has to be burnt. All these cases, v'hameres eini shosa, or if a woman says that she's not going to drink, this is before the megillah was erased into the water. Because after the Megillah is erased, we said that we force her to drink. V'shabala eino rotz lashkos, or the husband doesn't want her to drink. V'shabala ba'ale abadach, or the husband has relations with her on the way, which passels everything. All these cases, you burn all of the flour that was ready to be brought. V'chol hanesuos l'kohanim min chosein nisrafus. Now this case, like the first one points out, when we say that anybody that's married to a kohen, their mincha is burnt, it's not like the previous cases, because here the mincha is actually brought on the mizbeach. Why not? She's no different. So if a kohen has a wife that's a sota, they would bring the mincha on the mizbeach. But what the Mishnah is talking about is when it says minchosein nisrafos, so what it means is minchosein nisrafos l'chara is going on the shirayim, that's burnt al beis hadeshen. But the main part of the carbon was burnt. Now there's only the leftover from the kmitza that the kohen did from the side of his hands. Normally, if he wasn't a kohen, the leftovers, we said, was eaten by the kohanim. Now, normally when a kohen is makriv a carbon, the Torah says, V'chol minchas kohen kolel tiyeh lo se'ochel. Anytime a kohen brings a carbon, it's not eaten. It's always burnt on the mizbech, the whole thing. So really, one would think that in this case, since the husband has a chelik in the carbon, it's from his money, like we've said, the husband brings the flour, one would think that the whole thing has to be burnt. So maybe put the whole thing on the mizbech, like every other carbon. The problem here is that a woman, that his wife, has a chelik in this carbon too. So it's not totally a minchas kohen, but you can't feed it to other kohanim because on one side it is a minchas kohen. So what do you do with it? So that's why the leftovers, the shirayim, is burnt al beis hadeshen. So that's why it said minchosein nisrafos. All of them, it's always burnt. Even when the sota process is 100% going fine, there's no psul, there were no edim, she didn't say she didn't want, the husband did not say that he didn't want. Everything was moving with this process. Nevertheless, the shirayim is always burnt for the reasons we just said.